George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is William Studwell. William contributes regularly on WFIU as we look at his choice for the year for Christmas carols, but he's also written and collected on patriotic songs, on circus music, and our topic today, college fight songs. Bill, thanks very much for coming in.
It's fun to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Now, college fight songs, as we look forward to IU and, of course, to the other colleges around the area that people hold near and dear, it seems that music is always part of the football season with the bands and with the songs and with the things. Tell us a little bit about how you got into college fight songs.
Well, in 1990, it was late August, just before Labor Day, the information office at Northern Illinois University asked me to come up with something about football and sports. So I came up with a list of 10 top college fight songs after thinking about a week on it. I had about 60 or 70 songs in my collection at the time. Now I have about 500. And it turned out that list of 10 was only slightly modified after many years later. And so I was inspirational that day. And I put, interestingly, three Big Ten teams' songs in the top 10 and three in number 11, 12, and 13. So six of the Big Ten universities, of the 11 universities, got a representative in my top 13. And I was not at a Big Ten school. I've been accused since I moved to Bloomington of being favorably disposed toward Indiana in 1990 when I was not even thinking of Bloomington. So people are very passionate about college fight songs. More than anything else that I've ever dealt with, they get absolutely nasty sometimes.
Now, I know that people are always interested in your Christmas carols and in the ratings and the particular reasons that you have for them. Could we hear who the top three from the Big Ten are?
Well, first I got to tell you, the Big Ten might not like this, but my number one is the Notre Dame Victory March. It's not necessarily what I like. It's a total influence how often they've been used and copied and how well known they are. Notre Dame comes first. But number two one, and perhaps my favorite, is the Victors for the University of Michigan. And this is not necessarily what school I like. This is the song I like. And number three is On Wisconsin.
Okay. Now let's hear the good news about.
Okay. Number 10 is Ohio State's Across the Field.
All right.
Number 11 is the very rousing Minnesota Rouser. And number 12 is Indiana. Our Indiana. Number 13 is Illinois Loyalty. And this was nothing to do with my liking Indiana. I always liked Indiana and some other schools. But, you know, I picked them entirely on what I thought the merits of it, the quality of the songs, the influence of it, and the whole impact.
Now, we should note that since you have more than 500 in your collection, that IU then is ranked over 487 other songs. What is it that you like about the Indiana song?
Well, one is by Carl King, but that was just accidental. Carl King in 1911 wrote a band piece called The Viking. And the next year, Russell Hocker, who later became the lieutenant governor of Indiana, but at the time he was band director of Indiana, added some words. It's a toe tapper. Not as pounding as the Victors, and yet it tugs at the hot strings. It has a smoothness, almost a waltz-like quality. It's tender, and yet it's powerful. It's very sentimental, and yet it's not sappy.
One of the top 12 college fight songs, Indiana, Our Indiana, from our expert, William Studwell. William, thanks very, very much.
Thank you.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.